Well, at the moment, you may have noticed that we've been talking very much about recruitment, particularly with Shropshire NHS, because we need more people to help look after us, particularly in these cold winter months. And on the phone right now, I've got Claire Hobbs, who's the Director of Nursing, Clinical Delivery and Workforce for Shropshire Community NHS. Afternoon, Claire.
Afternoon.
Hello. Now, listen, you're recruiting, aren't you? Tell us all about your role in finding people jobs.
Yep, happy to. So Director of Nursing is my main title, so I'm responsible for quality, safety, safeguarding and infection prevention across the Trust to make sure we keep our staff and our patients safe whilst trying to deliver quality care. Mm. But I'm also the Director for Workforce, so responsible for looking after our staff and retaining them and bringing new staff into the organisation as well, so we can make sure that we're delivering the right level of care to our lovely patients. So it's an important role in terms of ensuring compliance and safety and adherence to national and local policy. So having the right levels of staff with the right attitude and behaviours is really important to us to make sure we deliver our services safely.
And you've been particularly involved with Bishop's Castle Community Hospital, haven't you, and that part of South Shropshire?
Yeah, certainly have. Yeah, so the board had to make a really difficult decision back in late 2021 for the inpatient beds at the community hospital. So the community hospital remains open, but the inpatient facility, so the ward where we'd have patients in beds, is currently temporarily closed because we couldn't maintain safe staffing levels. So we've got four community hospitals, and it's a really important part of delivering our services. The inpatient area is there, and that's why we are recruiting at the moment and having some real success. But we do also run outpatient clinics from Bishop's Castle Hospital as well, so physiotherapy, eye screening, speech and language, children immunisations, and we've also got our wonderful Admiral nurses who are based there as well. They're our specialist dementia nurses, and you'll know, and the listeners will know, it's a really rural part of the south of the county. Mm. With a large geographical area, and therefore it's difficult. We know it's difficult for our patients who need support to get to appointments, particularly with transport, public transport, and how that runs on talking to many of the patients and community at Bishop's Castle. So it's really important that we work with the local population to understand what their requirements are, what the data shows us as well, so we make sure we get the right services coming out of Bishop's Castle, and use it really as a local hub to provide a variety of services where we can. Our communities, you know, they are the heart of everything we do. So being able to work more closely together, as we have done with this recruitment for the inpatient beds, is really exciting, actually, and it only benefits our service users.
Yeah, and at the moment, you've already done a couple of recruitment events, haven't you, in Bishop's Castle. There's another one still to come, isn't there?
There is. There's a couple, actually. So we have the next event on the 24th of February between 10 and 2. And then there's a further event scheduled in for the 16th of March between 10 and 2. Both are Saturdays, because we know from previous events that we've done that we tend to get more people turn up and walk in looking for information on jobs. And so we've chosen two weekend events for that.
Yeah. The particular people that you're looking for to recruit, we're talking registered nurses here, aren't we? Healthcare support workers and domestic assistants?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. So registered nurses is the really crucial one for us. But we do need healthcare support workers and domestic assistants as well to be able to reopen the facility. It can be a walk-in. So people can let us know that they're going to turn up on the recruitment days and have a chat with us beforehand. There's lots of information around that I can share if you want me to. But they can just walk in on the days as well, should they so wish, just for a chat, to meet the local community, to talk with some of the staff, including myself, and just get a feel for what the hospital's all about. They can have a look around the facility and the ward itself. And then we've got Telford College's training bus as well, that this organisation uses to train staff. So we take the training to the staff rather than them having to travel all the time.
And that's a mobile training unit then?
It is a mobile training unit, it's like an immersive suite, so people can actually have a look around that on the day of the recruitment events as well to get a real feel for a working ward type environment.
Okay, Claire, listen, if somebody's listening now and they're going, oh, yeah, okay, yeah, I'm up for applying and putting forward my CV, who do they contact or what number do they ring?
Excellent. Okay, so yes, the more the merrier. Please come along and say hello. So the information is on our website, so www.shropcomjobs.com. And then we're also trying to flood our social media pages as well. So we've got the Facebook page, which is at Shropshire Community Health and at Shropcomjobs. And you can call our lovely recruitment team as well on 01743 730546, or as I've said, just turn up on the day and come and say hello.
All right, just give us that number again, Claire.
Yeah, 01743 730546,
and the website is shropcomjobs.com. Thanks for your time, Claire. You can go and have your lunch now.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Thank you.